Just a boat ride and a short hike away from Ketchikan lies Orton Ranch, tucked against Roosevelt Lagoon and surrounded by U.S. Forest Service lands. KIC President Trixie Bennett says it's the perfect place to share knowledge and traditional ways of life with youth.
It's been a number of years on the wish list.
KIC purchased the property from the Whitecliff Church. KIC did not release the purchase price, but Bennett says anywhere with five species of returning salmon is priceless. The Southern Baptist congregation held summer camps at the property. The last Orton Ranch camp update made on the church's former website announced camps in 2018. The church could not be reached by phone on Wednesday. Bennett says the tribe hopes to start holding culture camp there next summer. She also says the knowledge shared at the property isn't just for kids, and that it's an opportunity for everyone to learn.
But there's a lot of people that don't know how to process fish or process deer or skin a seal, and but there's a lot of people that do know how, and they're ready to share those gifts.
But that would be after the needed restorations. She says crews will need to upgrade the wastewater and water treatment facilities as well as some buildings. Work also will begin on the Naha Trail, the hike that leads to the property, through the Federal Lands Access Program Transportation Grant. That $850,000 went to KIC in partnership with the Forest Service. The grant will be used to update the Naha Trail in a nearby dock. Bennett says she thinks the space could even be used year-round.
It's so close, you know, there's things that you can do in winter, too. It's a good place where people want to go, you know, and just learn our ways of life out there on the land.
Bennett says KIC also hopes that when the area is renovated, there will be a way to invite all community members into the area outside of Culture Camp. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Reagan Miller.